Now, pleased to welcome San Francisco rock band Morning Spy into the KSU studios. They brought their brand new album down here. We're going to play some tracks from that and just kind of talk with them what they've been up to. They've been busy this year. Put out a full-length record, Subsequent Light, an EP, Two Horses, and then now another full-length record called The Silver Age. So I just want to welcome you guys, John, James, and Allison, and your drummer, Mark, is not here, but say hello to him. Maybe he's listening on the web. So let me just introduce kind of who you are, and then maybe one of you go on to how long you've been around and how you kind of came together as a band.
Sure. My name's John. I play bass and sing in the band.
I'm James. I play guitar in the band.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I sing and play the guitar and also a little keyboard in the band.
And we've been together now, I think it's going on probably in 2002. About 2002, it started as a recording project with Mark and I. We were playing in another band and kind of added Allison and kept writing songs and started playing out. And then James joined and really tried to, within the last year, you know, we've been pretty productive and recording and trying to fine-tune our sound a little bit.
We're excited.
Yeah, we're really excited about The Silver Age. You know, we finished, the EP was sort of a quick thing we did for this label out of Tucson, Keep. Hey, Jeff, if you're listening on the web. And those guys were really great, and that label's been really great with us. And we've sort of been hard at work on The Silver Age from the summer, and we're pretty happy with the way it came out.
Oh, it's impressive. I got a chance to listen to it this week, and there's one song from your EP. Maybe did you guys rework that one, or is
it there are two songs from the Two Horses EP? Yeah. The song Two Horses and the song Asked Us to Dance, which is the first two songs in the EP, and re-recorded them, sort of, you know, in a real studio. We went to Tiny Telephone, which was awesome. That place is great.
Yeah, it definitely. A strong supporter. A lot of San Francisco bands get their stuff recorded there, and it always sounds really good. And you guys' record is no exception. And I guess as far as the label, this is partly released on Keep Records, but also on Abandoned Love Records, and this is a project of yours.
Yeah, I just started Abandoned Love Records, and we're going to put out three records the first part of this year. It'll be the Morning Spy record. We're going to put out an EP with our friends in a band called Parker Street Cinema, and they're an instrumental rock band from San Francisco who are really good and really just starting, so I don't think a lot of people have heard them yet, but I think people are going to really like them. And then we're going to put out an LP from, we're going to help, you know, Parting Glance put out their LP, and they're an indie pop band that have been around for a few years, and we think they're really great. And Allison and I actually just randomly saw them at a show one time and kind of, you know, accosted them years ago, but like, we got to get a show together, and we're big fans of them.
Yeah, I've been actually trying to get them down here as well. Yeah. They have a demo here at KSU, and we have, your record comes out next Tuesday, right? Officially.
Yeah, I think pre-orders are being taken right now on the Keep site, and then we'll have copies at our CD release show at Cafe du Nord next Wednesday night.
Perfect. Lita, I was going to mention that next Wednesday on the 9th. Playing at Cafe du Nord with Amy Cooper and Kelly Stoltz is DJing or something.
That's right. Kelly Stoltz is awesome. Have you heard his
CD? Yeah, we have some Kelly Stoltz stuff here, and so is he just spinning?
I think he's just spinning, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, you guys should, all you out there should check that out, Cafe du Nord next Wednesday. They have a couple more shows coming up later, next month or two. We'll talk about those as well. And we'll come back and talk some more with Morning Spy. But why don't we play a track off the record now? The first track. All right, here it is. It's Morning Spy from their new record, The Silver Age, on KSCU Santa Clara. You heard it first here. All right, that was Morning Spy from their new record, The Silver Age. That's the first track, Princess Vancouver. And a pleasure to have the band here in the studio at KSCU. It's their very first radio experience, so they have nothing to compare us to, so that's good. And as you go on, you'll see that it's a bit low tech around here, but we try to play music we like, and I guess it's the point of the whole radio thing. And that's why it's great to have you guys down here with your records that have come through, and the three this year, and including the demo that came out a year or two or a couple years ago, maybe.
Yeah, a couple years ago was before James was in the band. So, yeah, you guys have always been really supportive of us, which is pretty nice. I mean, a year and a half ago when no one knew who we were, it was kind of cool to see us, like, charting on your radio station.
Yeah. KSU does a pretty good job at playing the local music, especially when it's good. That always helps. Yeah. So, 8 new tracks on this record. I was going to ask you a little bit. You alternate, except you have some female vocal, like female lead vocals with Allison, and then sometimes John, male lead, and sometimes you mix it up. How do you, when you set out to write the song, do you have an idea of what you want it to be, or does it kind of?
Yeah, usually when I write, I'll write everything kind of not really sure who was going to sing which song, and then as I sort of work on it, it'll usually become pretty clear. Based on our styles are pretty different, and then there are just other things, like since I play bass and stuff, there's some songs I just can't play the bass line and sing, which is like, all right, well then it's Allison's.
Or sometimes we'll try it out and see who does it better.
Yeah, we'll do that, you know. But I think
and
it's worked
out. Who gets to decide that, James? Or
sometimes I'll have to step in and make one of them take the ropes.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we'll battle it out. But yeah, it's been pretty cool. I think. You know, I think the songs that I sing sound like they're kind of a different feel than the ones Allison sing, but still sounds like us.
They're all better than the songs I sing.
Yeah. So. Yes.
Yeah.
Any backup vocals there, James? Or?
Oh, God, no.
We tried that.
Actually, there are on the last track on this new record, which we made, because I figured we've made a lot of records, and only my voice and Allison's voice have ever been on it. If you listen really closely to the instrumental, there's actually everyone talks on it really quietly in the mix, just so.
Hey, don't shortchange me. I do some hand claps.
Oh, yeah, that's true, and there are hand claps.
Yeah, everyone loves a hand clap.
The timing of the hand claps is very important.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any on this next track we're going to play, but
it is Foggy Filter. There's a big hand clap section.
Yeah, so, I take credit for all of those hands. Yeah.
All right, so listen up for James and Allison and John. Here, we're going to play track 2 from the new album, The Silver Age, Morning Spy, hanging out here at KSCU. Enjoy this. It's Foggy Filter. All right, back on the air here at KSCU Santa Clara. It's your host, Remy. Ripples and Upside Down Lake is the show title. And on Your Underground Sound, happy to have Morning Spy here. James, Allison, and John hanging out. And talking about their new record, playing their new record, the new label they're putting together, Abandoned Love Records, and shows. They have shows coming up, the most immediate of which is this next Wednesday at Cafe Du Nord. It's the record release party for Morning Spy's new record, The Silver Age. Doors are at 9 o'clock, and doors are 8. And the show's at 9.
A week from tomorrow,
yeah, February 9th.
I think it's going to be a pretty early show. We're going to go on a little bit after 10, and then Kelly Stoltz is going to DJ his way into the night. So,
a little dance party afterwards.
Huge dance party.
So be sure to go out and check that out. Cafe Du Nord, a very nice venue up in San Francisco on Market Street. Market and Church is the general vicinity. And in addition to that show, they have a show on the 25th at the Red Devil Lounge with the bands Pharma and El Capitan, and Farther Into the Future in March, Tongue and Groove. You can check out all Morning Spy information that you need, hopefully, most of it, at least at morningspy.com. And it's a nice website. I was checking it out yesterday, so go visit them. Sign up their mailing list. I'm sure they'll let you know when they're playing around, and they're asking me here about playing this area, so hopefully that will be happening sometime soon.
I
right. What else were we going to... I forget. We I just blanked CD? Out. A CD. That's right. I was going to let them talk, and I just took over. But
So we've got a couple free CDs here for any callers who are interested.
Yeah, we don't have the CDs back from the plant, but we'll get them to you as soon as we get them.
Yeah, so they're kind enough to offer a couple of...
Be the first.
Yeah, you will literally be the first. It's not in stores. It's nowhere yet. And you heard a couple of tracks here on KSU so far, and you'll hear another one soon. So as soon as we start playing the song, if you want to call up 408-554-5728, and I can get your address and send you a CD as soon as they... fresh off the factory fabrication line. And so we talked about Abandoned Love Records, Parting Glance. What's the timeline for that?
Parting Glance, I think they're still finishing tracking and mixing that, so I think that's probably more like April and May when that'll be ready. And the Parker Street record, I just heard the masters and it sounds really great, and I think that that's going to be ready in March.
Cool.
So yeah, fans of like 3 Mile Pilot and Mogwai, but they're also Christmas really poppy. So they're cool. A cool band. Really good guys, too.
No, it's great that you guys are not only putting out good music, but you're helping a lot of good musicians in San Francisco and this area reach a bigger audience. The audience that they deserve. And so many bands that kind of some of the best bands that don't get heard, so...
That's right.
Yeah, thanks. I read This Band Could Be Your Life and felt real guilty, so I figured it was time to do something.
Yeah, I read that book too. It's definitely inspiring.
Yeah,
but and I know we talked about a little bit off the air, but kind of what bands your influences as you're writing songs. I guess John is the major songwriter, but I know James was telling me he's a big Luna fan. In fact, they picked out some tracks before Luna Built to Spill. And definitely hear some of that in there. And if you had to pick a few, that maybe if not influenced the actual songs, just kind of influenced your direction into being in a band. And what would you pick?
Well, obviously, Moon is a big favorite of mine. I think if Sean Eden never met me, he'd probably punch me in the face for stealing all his guitar riffs. I think I probably draw a little more influence also from bands like Yola Tango and people like that. I really like Belle and Sebastian and stuff like that. But since I've joined the band, John's introduced me to a slew of new music, and his influences are pretty dynamic and constantly changing. So obviously he's the songwriter. So
yeah, I went through a big early 70s guitar excess thing where I was really into... like the Spiders from Mars, Bowie records, and even picked up like Mick Ronson solo stuff, which, I was a big Mick Ronson fan. And, a lot of the earlier Lou Reed solo records that I feel like people forget about, like Street Hassle and his first record, which I think is really good, as well as like kind of the more, everyone loves the Arcade Fire record and the Broken Social Scene record, so... I don't know, and I still haven't really outgrown my sort of obsession with like weird late 70s Dylan stuff, which I think is great.
Which is the name of your label. It comes from an old Dylan song.
Yeah, there's a Dylan song called Abandoned Love, which I think it's only officially released on Biograph, which was the box that he put out, but it's he did this acoustic version, which is insane, and it's sort of like, there aren't many... it's his lyrics are just, at that point, he was sort of had these really weird stream of consciousness lyrics, and it was great. It was like that sort of late 70s era that the Silver Age really was sort of my attempt to sort of write a big bombastic 70s guitar record with a 90s indie or whatever decade we're in now indie pop band.
It definitely has a lot of variety in the sound listening to it. I think even more than your other records, some of that fuzzy bouncy pop feel to it, but also some really pretty really warm guitar feels and just almost ballad type pop songs. So it definitely is multi-dimensional. I think it's I liked your last record as well, but this is kind of it puts it all together. Like Two Horses seemed like it was a little more upbeat overall, and then Subsequent Light was a little bit mellow, but
I think we started sort of using bands like Galaxy 500 and Black Tambourine as a model, because it was sort of like simple chord changes and throw some distortion on it and have a girl sing, and it's kind of cool.
And it's a good formula.
It's a great formula, and I love a lot of that music. But I think I, you know, started like listening to weird Arthur Brown solo records and annoying everyone else in the band, and this is the compromise.
We do share a lot of the same tastes, though.
Yeah, like I've been saying, I think it works really well, and I hope this record, as many people hear it as possible, and we'll do our best down here with our listener or two. On that note, any listeners out there right now who want a free CD of the new, they're nice enough to offer a couple CDs to give out, Morning Spy's new album, Silver Age. Do give us a call here in the studios, 408-554-5728. It's 554-KSCU. And we'll get your address, and as soon as it comes in the mail, you'll be getting one at your doorstep. So again, Morning Spy here in KSCU studios. It's a pleasure to have them. And they'll be hanging out, maybe chatting a bit more. They'll be picking out some music, and we'll be playing another track or two off of their new record, The Silver Age. Record release party is next Wednesday, and if you want a new copy of the CD, be the first on your block. 408-554-5728. Here's track 9, Overnight, Morning Spy on KSCU, Santa Clara. Alright, that was Morning Spy off the new album, Silver Age, a song called Overnight. Now, by a special selection from John, here's the Lilies on KSCU Santa Clara. All right, that was Stereo Lab, Household Names, from the album The First of the Microbe Hunters. Before that, the Lilies, A Nanny in Manhattan, from the album Better Can't Make Your Life Better. And of course, before that, we had the song Overnight from Morning Spy off their new album, The Silver Age, comes out next Tuesday, February 8th, at all good record stores. So go check it out. Or go to their release show Wednesday night, next Wednesday, February 9th, at Cafe du Nord in San Francisco. So I want to talk a little bit more with you guys about putting out this, co-releasing this record on Keep Records, along with your own Band in Love. And your last record was on Keep.
Yeah, Keep's a really great label, and I sort of stumbled upon them about a year ago. They put out a couple of releases. Their first couple of releases were really limited, you know, beautiful hand package releases by a guy by the name of Tony Moreno, who's in Norfolk and Western, who are great, sort of, you know, I feel like almost sort of a blend between like Luna and an alt country band. I really like Norfolk and Western, and Chad King from the band Hula. And I heard those records and loved them. And then when we finished Subsequent Light, our full length from last year, I sent it to them, and they wanted to do an EP with us, and they've been really great and supportive. So we actually, I think last week or the week before, they Keep put out a compilation that we were really excited to be a part of. It was all covers. So we did a cover of Modest Mouse, Third Planet, which is sort of really simple and acoustic. And there's some really fabulous stuff on there. Tony Moreno does a cover of Bruce Springsteen, which is great. And there's, you know, a Beach Boys cover on there. A band called Beltline does a cover of Porta Statics in the Manner of Anne Frank. It's just a really cool, great comp. That's like the first comp that we were able to be a part of that we're really excited about.
And is that actually released now, or?
Yeah, it's out now. I think he did a limited number of 100 on those. So some releases he'll do 50 or 100, and some of the releases, like our release. A singer-songwriter from San Francisco by the name of Anna Mood, and Tony Moreno put out a record last summer that's sort of a wider release than 100 and has some distro.
So it's sort of a micro release, and I mean, 100 is still a lot, but by the time people realize they like it, it might be gone.
So for the covers one, people are interested, they should go to the Keep site and check that out, because that's going to be gone soon. But and
what's the Keep Records site?
KeepRecordings.com. And we have lots of links on it from our site.
Okay, and again, their site, Morning Spy, is at morningspy.com. That's just not morning as in being sad. Morning as in daylight.
As in being early.
Being early.
Yeah.
in the morning. So go to them, morningspygot.com. They have MP3s from most of their albums up there.
We have a lot of MP3s up there. And we'll probably put some stuff up there that maybe we haven't put out. We did another cover that Keep did a very short release on that's already sold out of Motorhead that we might put up there that's kind of weird sounding.
Motorhead, weird sounding.
Yeah.
But I will just take a moment. Just congratulations to Tim, Don, Chris, and Vince. Lucky winners of the new album from The Morning Spy called The Silver Age. They'll be receiving that in the mail as soon as it is available to send. And all the rest of you who were slow in calling, do still check out the record. You can get it from Keep Recordings, keeprecordings.com. You can get it at a record store starting next Tuesday. And you can get it at their record release show next Wednesday night at Café du Nord. So be sure to check that out in one of those places. It's very solid. In fact, the band was asking me, like, what's your favorite tracks? And I had reviewed it and marked down, and it's hard to pick favorite because all of them are so strong. So we've been picking some just that we think they kind of show a good variety on the album. We played the first track, Princess Vancouver, played Foggy Filter Overnight, and do you want to talk about the next track?
The last the track that we're about to play is called In the Silver Age, and it's sort of the centerpiece of the record. Actually wrote two separate songs and combined them, and it's sort of my big decadent overblown guitar song, but I really, really like it, and it doesn't really leave anything. It's not holding back on anything, so.
It grows on you.
Yeah, it was a hard sell for the band at first, but now it's like
it's one of those
it's not really long, groggy, I promise.
That was our top pick.
Multi-day decisions on that one, or okay, so we'll play that now. And again, it's a title track more or less from The Silver Age, and it's Morning Spy's new album. Honored to have them here in the studio, KSCU Santa Clara. That's who you're listening to, 103.3 FM, or on the web, still going strong at kscu.org. As long as you're one of the first 15 people. And it's full, I think. But anyway, thanks for listening. As usual, this is Remy at Your Underground Sound. Morning Spy in the studio with a brand new album. Here's a track for In the Silver Age on KSCU Santa Clara. The Rum Diary on KSCU Santa Clara from the album A Key to Slow Time. The song's called Del Toro. Before that, Ulrich Schnaus, I think is how you say it, from a recent album called A Strangely Isolated Place. That song was called In All the Wrong Places. Before that, we had a track from Morning Spy, who are here in the studio, from their album Silver Age. That was the title track, In the Silver Age. And they're still here. We're going to read a couple announcements and then chat a bit more before they have to take off, and a driver takes over at 6 o'clock. Attention all college graduates, including June 2005 grads. Did you know that accounting is the hottest business degree right now? Just one summer, even if you've never taken an accounting class, you can get all the accounting units and knowledge to sit for the CPA exam. Santa Clara University is one of the only schools in the nation that offers this intensive 10-week program. There's absolutely no prior accounting knowledge required. You'll leave this exclusive program more than ready to pass the CPA exam. Imagine being employable in one of the hottest growth fields today. Call SEU's Executive Development Center today at 408-554-4521 for more information. And now Allison from Morning Spy is going to help me out and give you a break. Another message.
Hi. So the Triton Museum of Art presents new works by California artists Allied Artists West. The exhibition is on view from January 14th through March 10th, 2005, with a reception on Thursday, January 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. Allied Artists West is a group of 20 Bay Area women who use different approaches, styles, and media choices. The theme of this exhibition is to freshen and push the definition of their artistic goals. If you're interested, call 408-247-3754. Again, that's 408-247-3754.
Well done, future DJ. So it's been great to have you guys down, John, James, and Allison, and here at KSU, and best of luck to Morning Spy, and hope all you out there listening enjoyed the sneak peek at the new record, The Silver Age. It's a good one, as I'm sure you can tell from listening, and be sure to check out their shows. The first one coming up next Wednesday night, the 9th, at Cafe du Nord. It's a CD release show, so go out there, listen to pick up the new CD, and then say hi. And you guys want to add anything?
Say sure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for supporting our music, Santa Clara.
Yeah, we appreciate all the support.
Yeah, it's you guys have been, ever since you started sending demos down here, it's been well received. So it's I'm glad you made it down here in person, and honored that you're your first radio experience here. It's here at KSCU.
Awesome.
So hopefully thanks. You'll come back, and maybe we can get you to play, do some live stuff sometime when the students aren't here to be woken up from their afternoon naps.
You gotta sleep. They're young.
Yeah. Sleep all they can before they start working.
That's right.
Counting or something. So morningspy.com is the website to check out all information on the band, information on shows, where to buy the record. It's out on Abandoned Love Records, as well as Keep Recordings. So check out both those fine operations. And yeah, be sure to go out and see the band play, and all local bands go out and support music in this area. And we're going to play one more track from the record. This is Your A Lucky Day. You're going to hear half the record, and the other half is just as good. This song's called Voices and Vigils, track 6 from Morning Spy's new record, The Silver Age. It's been a pleasure having them down here, and hopefully you've enjoyed it. And to all the people who won CDs, you'll be getting those soon. The rest of you, check it out anyway. Morning Spy on KSCU Santa Clara.